Okay, we're live, Amy, and you've got a great show that you with the legacy of joy and fun, and
yes.
Share with us what's going on. So, because I know you're living it too.
Yeah, I'm coming live from Grand Turk, and the kids and my girlfriends were here with our children, and we're snorkeling in Grand Turk. So, yes, a fun show of legacy of fun, which is opens the door to how do you teach that? How do you teach your children to enjoy life, working hard, playing hard mentality? I think we all hear that, you know, various times in our lives. But it's how do you live it? How do you integrate it? How do you teach it? That's the million-dollar question. And yet, you know, are you just an example of it, or do you plan the vacations because some things are just taught by example or on location?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
wow.
I mean, for me, like, just even for you, like, did you ever, you know, did you, how many people actually really get to travel, let alone travel with their family? I know my mom was a single mom, so it wasn't a matter of her not wanting to travel. It just wasn't feasible for her to be able to travel as a single mom with four kids.
Yeah.
Let alone,
well,
you know, 40 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, you're right. And now things have changed, and you're a single mom traveling with your kids. You guys are having fun. And the biggest catastrophe today was one of your friend's daughter got bit by a dolphin. Is that what you said? Is she still in the water?
Yeah.
A dolphin bite? I don't know if they do.
A dolphin out here. Yeah, we don't really see a dolphin, but she is bound and determined to convince everyone it was a dolphin.
There you go.
So. Well, but yeah, it's really neat. They have a GoPro and they're videoing underwater, swimming with the fishes. Beautiful fish out here. Of course, just beautiful water. So.
Yeah. And you get to have dinner and dress up, right, when you go at night to eat and do a dress night or whatever?
Yes, we're on a Carnival cruise ship. And so every evening we all meet up and have dinner at 8:15 and try to talk about our day or yell about our day, I guess, or listen to the kids talk about what they liked and didn't like. It's been nice. I can actually say that one of the things I've implemented on this trip was really detaching. And I think each time as I travel, which we've talked about before, hopefully others will resonate this, is, you know, finding your passion. But also one thing, me traveling is truly disconnecting, and that has been, I put my phone on airplane mode and I have turned off the ringer. I have just left it in my pocket, or I've left it in the room, or left it in my bag, and just truly enjoying the moment. And we've talked about that several times, Tari, and that is something, it's been a battle. I lived in survival mode for so long after my divorce, and then it was just worrying about, like, okay, I got this, and then what if we do something next month, next year? And it's sometimes my biggest challenge is to remember to live in the day, live in the moment. And I feel like I've been able to remember those little things, goals for me, and accomplishing that. So that's been feeling good, where I've just relaxed and I've had a few cocktails and sitting by the pool, or sitting here on a boat soaking up the sun and enjoying being away from home and on vacation with my kids, the good, the bad, the ugly, right?
Yeah, there you go. And I like that. So you come out of survival mode and now you're living a legacy of love and joy and also fun. So if somebody's starting in survival mode
and growth,
to come out and of growth. That's true. That's a good point. So what are two steps that people can take to start living a legacy of fun? I mean, if they're like you were, I've been there too, as a, you know, coming out of a divorce and
being broke
or whatever.
I think having goals or having a passion. I mean, you know, maybe it's not traveling. Maybe it's just, you know, getting out and going to movies or going to dinner with your friends. I mean, just having the simple goals. And I can remember looking back that those were some of my simple goals. Traveling didn't come till way later. It was just a matter of being able to go and have dinner and enjoy and not feel guilty that I was spending $20, $40 at a nice dinner, or having a glass of wine or a glass of champagne or cocktail, whatever, you know, it may be, or just going to the $10 movie sometimes when you have kids. It's a mom guilt of, you know what, I should probably save that $10. They're going to need it for school next week, or they're going to have a field trip or something in that nature. And just having those little baby step goals. And then as you discover your passion, and mine, traveling, I stopped going out to eat just randomly, or, you know, every Thursday night with girlfriends, or Friday or Saturday. And, you know, I started just being like, you know what, I'm just going to stay home and watch movies and enjoy dinner in and start saving so I could start planning my trips and having money to do things while I was on vacation. So that would be just really having a goal and put it on paper. And Tariq, you taught me that, writing it down, you know, writing down the many of your dreams,
right,
writing down your goals, writing down a vacation of your dream. You know, one of my vacations is, you know, going back to Europe and really seeing Europe, but older and wiser, you know, not just as a 20-year-old when I first went. I went backpacking, you know.
Right.
So
that's good. I like that. So you're writing it down, and so instead of saying, I want to go to, you know, take a Carnival cruise, maybe start out with going out and having a glass of wine, right? Baby steps. Okay.
Right.
I like
yes.
That.
Because I think there is a different mentality, especially as a single mom. I remember just being, I was so guilty, like, this $20 that I had, my kids were going to need it on their field trip to go to the zoo or go, you know, they were in elementary. And it was hard, you know, that I wanted to go spend $20, but then I was going to have to turn around and tell my kids no. And then learning that, okay, I have the $20 for me, and I had still $20 for them, you know, that you were making it. And I have a big wall calendar. It's, you know, the whole year, and it's up in my kitchen, and I just start putting, like, you know what, here's the kids don't have school, they don't have ropey, they didn't have gymnastics, and that's when I would start, you know, doing, like, okay, this week we're going to go to my mom's. I mean, I would even have to plan a vacation to go visit my family down south, because it's a five-hour drive. I mean, it's not something that you
right.
can just pack up and, you know, let me just go over there for 30 minutes. My family didn't live up the road, down the road type thing like so many families still have.
Right, you're right. So that's good that you did that. And so little tiny goals like that is good, and putting it, writing it down. I remember when I first met you. You and I have known each other for a few years, but I remember when I met you that for you, buying a magazine was like a joy. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that was like a big thing. When you go through a big life change, it was all these little extras, you know, magazine subscriptions, facials, massages, pedicures, manicures. And when you get down to the bottom of what's really important, you'll find your happiness and your bliss. And that was a journey for me, of having to move out of a 4,400 square foot house into, you know, an 800 square foot house, basically, maybe it was 1,000. It was, but I was happy. It was, you know, I was sleeping at night again. And when you can stop
right.
and remember that, I think those are the little extra boost or extra little moments at the, you know, at the gas pump that, okay, we're going to be okay, or I'm going to be okay. And
right.
start loving yourself again. And that's the legacy that
yeah.
you leave behind, hopefully. I mean, just even now,
yeah,
like
yeah.
here I am in Grand Turk with my family, and I was talking with you of, you know, I want my kids, I want to share my passion with my kids, and in doing that, it's traveling, where, yes, it probably would be easier. I could just travel as a single woman, which many of y'all have heard I have, but I do enjoy having my kids, but there's a balance of allowing them, I don't want to do that, I want to do this, And so that's been a challenge of, you know, some kids want to do one thing and other kids don't want to do. So we have to, even traveling with friends, we have to find this balance of what's going to be for everyone involved, you know. So we're all on a boat. If you want to get in the water, you can, or you can soak up the sun, just lay on the boat, you can go snorkeling. So we've made it work. And I think that's a big part of life, is sometimes you just have to stop and go, what works for everyone, or finding that one thing that still works for you, and you have a voice, and it's okay. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. And that's hard, because you want your kids to be like, okay, well, how can I get it? Let's go and have fun. But yet you want them to be individual. You want them to still have a voice or have a choice, and teach them that, okay, if they don't want to do that, you know,
that's okay. Right.
Right. Exactly. And then yet, you know, like I said, it's like, yes, that's okay. But then you're like, no, we're all going circling.
Get up. You don't mind how you put your equipment on, but we're going snorkeling, right? You can sit there, right? That's funny. So what's been the biggest challenge traveling with these? Yeah, right. But what's been the biggest challenge so far when you've been traveling this time with your children?
I mean, I would probably say that's probably it. It's just getting, you know, everyone, like, trying to make everyone happy, which is, you know, you can't really make everyone completely happy. So it's just learning how to compromise, you know, that it's not just me and, you know, my two kids where they're used to it. There's two other families with us. So the
right.
lesson of compromise, the lesson of finding enjoyment of what we have to work with, even because of the ages of the kids. You know, we have 9 to 16. So, like, the older ones, they could do ATVs, things that are, you know, driver's license. Well, the younger ones can't. So so we're finding what works for everybody. And that's what I was saying earlier. Then you had the captain's boat going, oh, no problem. You know, you can do that. You can do that. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, everyone can do whatever they want. So it's not so bad. You know?
That's cool. So
you have,
is it safe?
Changes in the world that come in and help you find the balance.
I like that. So you guys are doing the deal and you're finding a balance and you're having fun. And would you do it again? Go in with all these kids boat trip like this?
Yeah,
okay.
I would.
That's good.
With these two moms and the kids, yes. As much as they drive you crazy, I mean, I think that's just how you get stretched as a mom too. And like I was saying, my biggest challenge is just learning when to address what and what to address when, you know?
Yeah, so sometimes you have to table it, right? You choose. Is it choosing your battles? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. Choosing what you're going to address in front of others and what you can address in private. So, because that also changes the atmosphere or, you know, the energy also. And that's something else that teaching. I'm really big at not being selfish. You know, if you're going to throw a fit, then you can go to your room and throw a fit, but you don't need to throw a fit where it affects other people's energy or the mood or, you know, everyone else having fun, you know.
Yeah,
so
I agree with you on that.
I would say
that's
overall,
good.
We've all been good. Overall, we've all been good. If, you know, if you're tired, and that's the beauty about being on a cruise, you can just go back to your room and hang out. You don't, you know, and everyone else can continue going. And the kids have done that. We've gotten a lot of sun on a couple of days, so even my son was just tired. And he went back to the room, just took a nap. Woke up, made it to dinner, and he was fine. And it's been the evening. And so, that's another good thing with the cruise, that there's a lot of activities for different ages, or, you know, you can sit and watch what's going on or just stroll around.
Yeah, you're right about that. So let me ask you this. You spend money on travel, right? That's your thing. So if you want to start traveling, that's a legacy of joy for you, one of the things that you gives you joy. How do you prepare for that? Do you start 6 months from now, a year from now? How do you do it?
A year. And I have a really good friend that I met when my daughter was in gymnastics. Our daughters were in gymnastics together, and I met her, and she's a travel agent, and she was a single mom as well. And I know some people have their different opinions. I mean, but even like Carnival Cruise, you can even book it in a year, and you have like this cruise, for instance. I booked it a year ago when last summer we were getting off the cruise, and the kids are like, this is what we want to do. And it took me 9 months to pay off. And I looked at it, I priced it, and then I just sit there and go, okay, here's how much this is, and divided by, 9 months, and just divided it and had it charged or, you know, paid off. And a lot of times, many vacations, you have to pay off 30 days, 60 days, maybe at the most 90 days before you travel. So,
right.
It's not that hard, and yet it just takes a lot of just planning to make sure, you know, that you stick within your budget. And if you know you're going to be charging $300 a month, then you have to cut back somewhere, you know. And for me and my family, we don't go out to eat a lot. We'll do little things here and there, or snack or whatnot. But I, you know, the kids will eat breakfast. They eat cereal a lot, or they'll come home and have sandwiches. They take that to school, and we'll have dinner at home. There's many nights the kids are like, "Mom, I'm so tired. We just have cereal." Yes, you find your biggest expense of where. I mean, for me, it's you can find your biggest expense, and for me, cutting back personally, I used to have a bottle of wine, you know, in my house. I probably have 7 bottles of wine. And I don't really have alcohol or wine in my house like I used to, because to me, instead of going and buying a $40-$50 bottle of alcohol or bottle of wine, that's what I'll put in my savings and put towards vacation. And I'd rather have a nice glass of wine while I'm on vacation than every day at home. So, you know, those are my personal choices. I don't have the People Magazine subscription anymore, or those little things like that. That's where I cut back. I don't go and buy my banana split that I was so, you know, worried about. Oh my God, $5 here or there, you know. So.
Well, that's also equating it. $5 is a dollar a pound. Basically, 5 pounds, $5.
Right, exactly. And then you sit there and go, I don't really need the banana split. And you even feel better because you're not buying that, you know. So there's a lot of perks there. But I think everybody, if you really stop and you find out what's important to you and what you want to do or what you can do different, you will find that extra $5, $10, $20.
Right.
You know, many
You're
people
right.
go out,
right.
you know, 2-3 days and, you know, after work and go to happy hour or go to, you know, meet up with friends. And those are easily $50, $60, if not $100 a night. And how I've broken it down to several friends is, if you just take, for easy numbers, to say Wednesday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, those are 3 nights that you go out, $100 just eating, you know, hanging out with friends, $100 tab, restaurant, bar, social, you know, $300, that's an airplane ticket. That's 1 week. The next week, that could be, you know, 3-night hotel, $100, $150, give or take. That's the second week. The third week, entertainment. If you go to New York and do a Broadway show or do an excursion, you know, $100 an excursion. There's a third week. Fourth week, extra money. There's 1 month right there.
Right.
Just really looking at what is it that you do during your week. And right. And for me, I'd rather not go out every day at home. I'd rather vacation.
Okay, that's what you chosen to do. I love that. I think you should be a flight attendant when your kids graduate from school. There you go. Or work on a cruise ship.
I mean, you know, yeah, 2-3 months, and you save and plan and you know, you'll be amazed at what you can plan a trip in a year and just slowly pay off. And even if you get down to 6 days and you're like, oh my God, I owe $500, if it's important to you, you find a way. It's just sort of kind of how you can make plans for a year in advance. You know, most people, you make your doctor's appointments, you make your eye appointments 6 months in advance, you know, and somehow, some way, we always seem to keep it. So I do the same thing.
Right.
Whenever I'm, you know, people are like, hey, what are you doing next July? Oh, I'm free, except July, you know, 8th, I'm on vacation with my kids. It's really easy. It's not that hard to, or for me, it feels like it. That I just look at and go, I'm busy. It's like a doctor's appointment. I don't miss my doctor's appointments when I have to go for my, you know, rather for my yearly, my, you know, annual dentist appointments, orthodontist appointments for my kids. I seem to make all of them. So I sort of see traveling as the same thing. Like, it's just as important.
I gotcha. So let me ask you a question. So we're talking about, you know, saving and spending money to have a joy legacy of joy. But what are things that people can do to enjoy their life and quit worrying as much, like at home with their children or by themselves, you know what I mean, or with their spouse or loved one? What are some things that you've done or you recommend?
It started, you know, before I was able to travel, I started reading books. And I've read a lot of self-help books. You've given me a lot of great suggestions. I read a lot of, you know, not being religious. I mean, just picking books that other people have read. Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen. I'm trying to think of the one.
Grant Cardone.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Grant Cardone, the 10X Rule. I love that one. Okay, so that's self-help, but he's also
And then also the other one about all the archangels. I mean, so they weren't all like self-help either. There was also discovering, you know, just the universe around me. Just I used to read Danielle Steele books way when I was younger and stuff. So a good romance novel, I'll just go to Barnes & Noble, and a lot of times you just pick the, you know, and it's the romance novels and destinations. To me, it's how you can escape even just through a book without getting away if you can't afford it. And so that was me, or reading a magazine, and that's what I did. Or
watching
movie,
Hallmark
Channel.
Oh.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
I love
exactly.
that because it always has a happy ending. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the end, I could live vicariously through a Hallmark character. Everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
20-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, it always turns out, and I love
just
that.
Starting with the little things.
Yeah. Yeah. Little
things
like that.
If you try to start too big, if you try to start, oh my God, one day I'm going to Europe. Yeah, it seems overwhelming, and it just seems so hard. You know, go with. I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so you know, I'm going to go spend a weekend in Austin. It's a 3-hour drive. I have friends and family I could stay with, and you just start it with the weekend getaways or an overnight trip. You know, for me, I can go to Dallas, and it's an overnight trip, a 45-minute drive to go see a friend and stay overnight and visit a friend. And most of the times you will find yourself on you making that simple act to go visit a friend of how much it means to somebody else. And that's when it was like, oh, my God, they would be so excited. Yes, come visit me. One of my closest friends, she's more of a sister, lives in Michigan. And, you know, her and my brother-in-law have blessed me and the kids so many times of come up. And, you know, and it was just as much of a blessing for us to visit them as them hosting us or having them share their home with me and my kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, sure. So you're doing
so
that. And
it was little things like that.
Yeah, I get it. So, you know, travel may not be everyone's thing, but, you know, enjoying a glass of wine. So for that moment in time, you go, I'm gonna table everything. I'm going to put my life on airplane mode in every area except enjoying this glass of wine with my friends or whatever. Right? That's
exactly
what you're saying. So,
yes, exactly.
Okay.
Even if it's just an hour.
Table the warrior.
Yes. And it's going to be okay. And then before long, you go for that 1 hour, it'll turn into 2 hours, you know, in the next 2 weeks. Or to start out with once a month. Just once a month. What are you going to do? Something for you. Nobody else benefits. Nobody else is going to gain from that simple act.
Right,
you know?
Right,
so
right.
What is
I get
that?
You.
What is that one thing that you can do that's truly just for you and it's okay to do? That would be my other, that one thing that, you know what, I'm going to drink this glass of wine. Nobody else benefits from this glass, only me, because I'm the only one drinking it, and it's just pure me, for me. And that's hard as we get older or life changes, me as a single mom, because my whole life since I've had kids as a mom has been, you know, my kids coming up and teaching them to ask, you know, when they were just babies, they would just grab my glass. They were thirsty. They just wanted water. They grabbed my glass, you know? So learning how to go, no, this is mommy's glass, but mommy will get you your own glass. I think we
right.
remember those
yeah.
little simple things too, as parents, as we get older, go, no, this is my glass of wine, but you're more than welcome to go buy your own.
Yeah. Right. That's funny. There
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you do. That's good. And saving money, that's a way you can save money and plan. But if you need, like, you know, going to get a massage, that gives you joy, right? I have a friend of mine that's super,
right.
super stressed. And she goes, Tree, I'm going to manifest a massage. And so she put it out there, meditated and prayed about it. And then the very next week, her aunt sent her a gift certificate for a massage. Isn't that funny? So
exactly.
You know,
I
having
think that's
that.
Good. I mean, Tree, you've been a huge teacher of what you profess and put out to the universe. You know,
right.
if you really profess it and it's like, and that's true. And my mother's always said, what you speak is what you give life to, you know, so if it's something that's not happy or then quit giving it life, quit talking about it. You know, if it's a negative, then stop talking about it. Cause every time you talk about it, you give it life. And, there's been moments in my life that I can see that where you just keep complaining, oh my God, this or that. And it just seems that that's just what keeps happening. Cause that's all that you keep talking about versus going, you know what, I'm going to travel, and you know what, I'm going to take that trip, or, you know, I'm going to go out and see my girlfriends in a couple of weeks, and it just, you just start to think about it, and it's, you can bring it to pass. I think it's just the power of your own
your own words and the energy that you put into. And if it's a positive energy, then the universe will work with you and bring your hearts and your dreams. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you on that one. That's,
you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you 100%, but that you're right. That's what I really believe. I teach. You only teach what you believe. Well, maybe, I guess. So, but yeah. So we're getting ready to be cut off, so I'm going to say I want you to enjoy your trip. Can't wait to connect with you when you get back. And
yes, I look forward to talking with everybody.
Yeah, next
I really
Thursday,
hope that this helps someone, because I know I'm not the only one, and I'm learning and growing, and I'm thankful to read for these radio shows, because each week that passes, and I look back and reflect back, and it's teaching me. And so I hope there is somebody out there that just take a baby step. It just starts with a baby step, you know, and as a mom, and a lot of where my life is coming now is learning how to find myself as a woman, as an individual, but just taking that same step as when I had to teach my kids how to walk, and they would keep falling, but I never allowed them to give up. And I'm seeing that again. We got to remember to give that same love to us. Yeah, we're going to fall, but get right back up. It's okay. And before long, they'll be walking and running and doing whatever your heart desires.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That is so true. So living with joy, living with passion, and that helps you be the best you could possibly be. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. Anyway, will you go enjoy your snorkel trip, and where's your next destination?
I think we're going to head out to go jet ski now on the Caribbean.
Okay, well, enjoy. All right, take lots of pictures, and I'll see you.
Guys.
I'll talk to you
and
soon.
Remember,
okay.
Take a shower. Get up, take a shower.
Oh, yeah, right, and eat. And eat your vegetables, everybody. Bye.
Right. Ciao from Grand Turk.